Well, hey there. Listen, the number one question that I get from my clients is, how in the world do I stop overspending and impulse spending? They tell me all the time that they have no discipline or self-control and that their overspending is preventing them from being able to save, invest, pay off credit card debt, or to just build wealth in general. Well, you're in luck because on this Thursday, during my masterclass, How to Build Wealth Without Going on a Strict Budget, I am going to be revealing a tool that has helped me and my clients stop overspending, and it has helped us save thousands of dollars. Now, this is something that I have not shared on a podcast, and I probably never will. So if you want to learn this tool that I have used, and it has saved me thousands of dollars. This is how I paid off over $200,000 worth of debt, by learning this tool. If you want to know what it is, then join me this Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can get all of the details by going to jermainefoley.com/class or just going to the show notes to sign up. But you do not want to miss it. You do not want to miss it. Okay, let's get to the episode. Welcome to the Wealthy Woman's Podcast, a podcast for high-achieving women who are great at making money but struggle to build wealth. You'll learn how to take control of your money, increase your net worth, and make more. Ladies, it's time to create a life with more money and more freedom. Let's dive in. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you all are having a great week so far. I want to start off with a small disclaimer letting you know that I was traveling last week. And while I was traveling, I picked up a respiratory bug and I am starting to feel better. But of course, I don't sound all that great. And so just so you know, you might hear some congestion during this episode, but I'm going to power through because this topic is so important. Today, we're talking about three thought processes or three mindsets that cause you to overspend. And this is an important topic because honestly, the way we think literally determines our net worth. The way we think determines how much money we have or don't have. Additionally, the way we think and the stories we tell ourselves and the sentences we subconsciously say to ourselves day after day, week after week, determine how much we spend or don't spend. It determines if we overspend or if we spend at all, right? So we have to become aware of these thoughts and what they are, because the truth is we have over 60,000 thoughts a day, you all, a day. And of course, we don't notice most of them. Most of them are subconscious, but just because they're subconscious and we don't notice them, that doesn't mean that they're innocent, right? These are the thoughts that are keeping you stuck. These are the thoughts that are keeping you in the cycle of money in, money out, right? And so we have to become aware of the things we think so that we can change it. And once you become aware of what you're thinking, then it's like once you think it again and again, you'll point it out and notice it. And you then can decide, okay, I don't want to think that anymore. I want to think something different, because your thoughts determine the results you create in your life. The Bible says, as a man or woman thinketh, so is she, so is he, right? So what you think is important. And if you have these little subconscious sentences running through your brain and you're unaware of them, they're going to keep running through your brain and you're going to keep producing the same results over and over again. But once you can shine a light into your brain and notice the thoughts that are making you overspend, the thoughts that cause you to want to overspend, then you can detect them. And then once they come up in the future, you can say, oh, there you are. I don't want to think you again. I want to think something different because I want to save money. I want to pay off my debt. I want to build up my net worth. I want to have a lot of money. thinking this thought right here, thinking these sentences right here are preventing me from doing that, and I no longer want to. And so today what I'm going to do is share four different thoughts, sentences, stories that I have told myself and that my clients share with me that keep them in the cycle of overspending and spending more than they want to. And we know what happens when we spend more than we want to. We have less money to save. We have less money to invest. We have less money to do the things that we really want to do, like travel and create memories with our families and invest in ourselves, right? When we're spending all of our money impulsively, we prevent ourselves from doing the things that we truly want to do, the things that are truly important to us. But I want to tell you before I get to the thoughts that if you want to take your finances to the next level, if you're ready to level up and you want my help to do so, you are invited to join me inside of my money coaching program, the Wealthy Woman's Academy, where you will get my help creating a life with more money and more freedom, right? A life without money stress, a life where you're saving automatically, a life where you're paying off your debt, a life where you're building up your net worth every single month, and a life where you are in control of your money. If that is what you want, then the Wealthy Woman's Academy can help you to get there. Simply go to the show notes to learn more about it and to sign up, or go to www.germainefoley.com/WWA. And if you go to that webpage and you like what you see, but you want to talk to me about it, maybe you have some questions, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, there is a link there that you can book an interest call so that we can chat about anything that is coming up for you, if you have any hesitations, any questions, or anything like that. And I want to let you know that any hesitations that you're having typically is just your primitive brain trying to keep you in the same familiar comfort zone place that you're in right now. And if you're thinking about joining the Wealthy Woman's Academy, I encourage you to stop thinking about it and just do it so that you can change your life. The women inside of the academy are getting results. They are saving. They are investing. They are building up their net worth. They are in control of their money. They're no longer overspending, and they are just feeling so much more confident in their ability to handle money. They have more peace. They have more security. They feel secure and they feel safe, right? And if that is what you want, then that is what you can get if you join me inside of the Wealthy Woman's Academy. Again, go to germainefoley.com/WWA or go ahead over to the show notes and you can learn all about it there. All right, let's get into the topic. So today we're going to talk about the four different mindsets that cause you to overspend. I think I may have said three earlier, but there's really four of them. And so let's get into it. The first one is I deserve it. And typically this would be preceded by I work hard. I deserve it. Right. And I used to tell myself this all the time. My husband used to tell himself this. This was something we said often because we did work hard. And we did deserve whatever it is that we wanted, right? I'm not going to sit here and say we didn't deserve it. We did. But what we truly deserved, even more than the stuff that we were justifying, was we deserved to have a lot of money. We deserved to have peace of mind. We deserved to have freedom. And we deserved to feel financially secure because we had worked so hard to get to the place where we can make the amount of money that we were making. And what we really deserved was all of the intangible things that came along with it, right? And so we were looking at it from a perspective of we deserve this stuff. But the truth was we deserved to have the money, the peace, the security, and the safety, right? And once I really started to dissect that thought process of we deserve it, and I flipped it on his head, that's when things started to change. Because instead of telling myself that I deserved whatever handbag I was looking at, I started to tell myself, yeah, I do deserve this. This, of course, is not too good for me. But I also deserve to meet my financial goals. I also deserve not to be stressed about money all the freaking time. I also deserve to have plenty of money in my retirement account when it's time for me to stop working. I also deserve to have an emergency fund so when life hit, right? Because life always is going to happen. When life happened, I was prepared. That is what I really deserved, right? And once I started to tell myself the truth about what I deserved, then things started to change. So I no longer use that thought process of, oh, go ahead and buy it. You deserve it, right? Oh, you deserve it. Go ahead and buy that dress that you don't need, that black dress that is going to sit next to the other five black dresses that you have because it just feels good in the moment. I started telling myself, well, actually, you deserve to have the money as well. Like, which one is most important to you? And choose that one thing. And so I offer the same thing to you. If you find yourself telling yourself that I deserve it, and it's always about stuff, I would offer to question, what else do you deserve? Explore other things you deserve that are intangible as well. And explore that you also deserve to have a lot of money in the bank, a lot of money in investments, and very little debt if that's what you desire as well. So the second thought process that causes you to overspend is this: I don't want to tell myself no. And this is also coupled with, I don't want to feel deprived. I don't want to restrict myself. I can so relate to this because I grew up blue collar and we ended up moving to a different neighborhood where people were like middle class, right? And so I didn't always have the latest and greatest designer jeans and designer shoes. I mean, we had cute clothes and things like that, but we just didn't always have the latest and the greatest. And so one of the pacts I made with myself was that I was going to grow up and make a bunch of money and never have to tell myself no again. And a lot of my clients tell me the same thing, that they grew up without a lot and they decided that they were going to go to school, get a high paying career, and never ever have to say no to themselves again. And this is the life they're living. They're never telling themselves no, so they think. Because every time you say yes to all the things, you're saying no to all the money. So whenever you say yes to all the impulse shopping, all the impulse buys, you're saying no to lower debt. You're saying no to having money saved. You're saying no to investments. You're saying no to building up your net worth. So the truth is, you are always telling yourself no if you're constantly saying yes to everything that you want, right? And so that was something I had to realize, like, oh, I think I'm protecting myself from having to say no, but I am still saying no to all the things that are truly important to me, right? So if I just buy, spend, I'm going to say no to being able to send my kids to school debt-free. If I just buy, spend, then I'm saying no to being able to take those really nice vacations that I really want to have with my family. When I just say yes, spend to random things, then I'm saying no to having a healthy retirement, right? And so it's so important that we realize what's actually happening when we protect ourselves from no's, right? You're getting the no's, but they're happening on the back end. And so be okay with telling yourself no sometimes. It's okay. Because when you can tell yourself no to all the buy, spend, then you get to say yes to the freedom again. You get to say yes to the financial security. You get to say yes to the peace of mind. You get to say yes to feeling financially safe. And so I just want to offer that to you, like saying no to yourself. It's okay. It's okay. Because when you say no, when you have the courage to say no to some things, not that you're going to say no to everything. No, absolutely not. We're not going to do that. But when you have the courage to say no, then you're saying yes to so many other things. And you build up that muscle of building wealth. You build up that wealth building muscle that is going to be so important, because if you always say yes, you will not build wealth, period. So the third thought process that causes you to overspend is this: Well, I might as well. I might as well. I call this I might as well spending, right? Because let's say this can happen if you go a little bit overboard. Maybe you buy some things at Target that you weren't planning to buy. And so as you're walking out the door or walking towards the cash registers, you see even another thing. You're like, well, I might as well get it. I already have all this stuff in my bag. I might as well get this too, right? Or if, let's say, you had an emergency come up and you had to dip into your savings, and now you see something else that is not an emergency, but it's like, oh, this would be nice to have. Well, you'll tell yourself, well, I might as well go ahead and get it. I have to dip into my savings anyway. I can take out a couple extra $100. So it's like, I did this already, so I might as well continue to do more things that are preventing me from hitting my goal, right? And that kind of thinking is a spiral. It'll keep you spiraling and spiraling until you kind of snap yourself out of it. It's just like, no, just because I had an emergency come up and I had savings to cover it doesn't mean I should now overspend in an area that is not an emergency just because I had an emergency. Like, no, I'm doing the right thing by going into my savings to cover this emergency. But why would I want to take even more savings out just to buy something that is not an emergency? You see what I mean? It's just interesting logic that our brains like to offer us. So beware of I might as well spending. This can also be disguised as F it spending. Like, oh, I already did it, so F it, and I'm going to just do it again, do more of it, right? Excuse my language with that, but I want to make sure I'm relating to everybody who's listening. So it could be I might as well, or just F it. I already did this, so I might as well do that. And that kind of thinking will definitely cause you to spend more than you want to. Okay, so the fourth and final thought process that causes you to overspend is this one here. This one's tricky, so stick with me as I explain it. I'll just make more money, right? So you use this line of thinking to justify overspending the money you have today, even though you make plenty of money to enjoy life with and to build wealth with, but you're not building wealth. You're just doing a lot of enjoying, and you constantly tell yourself, oh, I'll make more money, right? And you're always kicking building wealth down the road instead of deciding that actually I make more than enough money to build wealth today. And if it means I have to tell myself no for some of these impulsive things, I'm going to do that so that I can start making good decisions with the money I have now. Because here's the truth, handling your money well and managing your money well is a skill. And that skill doesn't automatically come when you make more money. You have to build that skill today, starting where you are right now. And so when you constantly tell yourself, oh, I'll make more or I'll put it back, you're always kicking building wealth down the road. And then unfortunately, you'll wake up 10 years later, a decade later, and you're still not where you want to be because you have subconsciously told yourself over and over again that you'll just make more, you'll handle it later, you'll put it back later, you'll worry about it later. And that thought process, that mindset has kept you spending most of everything you make now and not building wealth. Right. And so when the raises do come, when the bonuses do come, you don't have the skill to do anything better with it. So you do the same things over and over again. Right. It's a vicious cycle. And it makes sense that you think, oh, when I have more money, then I, you know, will do more productive things with the money. But the truth is, you have enough money now to start practicing. And then once more money comes, you'll be already in the groove and the habit of doing those things. And so it will be second nature. So I hope this was helpful for you. I'm going to quickly recap the four mindsets that make you overspend. One is I deserve it. Number two is I don't want to tell myself no. Number three is I might as well. And number four is I'll just make more money. Okay. I hope this was helpful. Again, if you want help with getting rid of these thought patterns and switching them out for ones that serve you so that you can create lasting wealth, then you are invited to join me inside of the Wealthy Woman's Academy. Again, you can go to www.germainefoley.com/WWA to join me. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Hey, before you go, if you're ready to create a life with more money and more freedom, then you're invited to join the Wealthy Woman's Academy, my signature coaching program where you'll learn how to take control of your money and build wealth without sacrificing your lifestyle. To get started, head on over to germainefoley.com/WWA. That's Germaine with a G. See you over there. Bye-bye.